From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
In 1914, a certain H.J. Snyder wrote to the Daily Palo Alto Times in high dudgeon to vent his outrage at being obliged to give his garbage to the city. I thought, as I sat poking through the city archives, how much anal retentiveness does it take to be unwilling to part with your garbage? Further inquiry, however, reveals that Mr. Snyder made perfect sense. He had helped pay for the Palo Alto incinerator, a monster built with huge cost overruns and economical only when fed with a larger volume of trash than the city normally produced. That's when the town fathers wrote a new ordinance to compel the citizenry to fork over the goods, whether they wanted to or not, and pay for the privilege. Mr. Snyder, however, fed his chickens, his cabbages, and his roses with it. If he paid the city to take it away, he would incur additional costs for chicken feed and fertilizer. Our predicament now, of course, is almost entirely the inverse. If we compost our kitchen slops, it's only to do the right thing. Municipalities rarely worry about getting residents to give up their garbage. The vast majority can be counted on to do so willingly enough, whether or not the city is happy to receive their offerings. In fact, garbage dumps all bar their gates during off hours and monitor the folks coming in during the daytime. It's the only example I know of where the locks are meant to keep out donations rather than keep in the valuables. Mr. Snyder found few fellow travelers unwilling to contribute their garbage to the common good. His back and forth with the public health officer eventually descended to mudslinging. The underlying issues of what we do with our garbage, individually and as a group, were lost from sight. Nevertheless, I love his quixotic adventure for its ability to swing me loose from my usual assumptions. A garbage shortage is an absurdity in our world, but our world is not the only one imaginable, and our values and our lifestyle, it follows, are not inescapable. We are not doomed to live the way we do. With a perspective, I'm Marijke Resperman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.